Coming off, Coach, a great track and field season. Gosh, you had a ton of fun with that bunch of boys this year. And the jumps were so fun. Some track withdrawals a little bit. You wanted to keep that going a little bit more, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought, we did have so much fun this year. And I thought, well, let's try to get a camp in this summer. See if we can get some college recognition from, see if these guys would have an opportunity to jump at the next level and bring in a college coach and see if he'd be interested in looking at some of the Southwest Nebraska kids, because he does have one kid that's a national champion from Amherst. So he's a 52-foot triple jumper. So bring him back in Nebraska and recruit a little bit around here.
Yep, you know these guys from your college days, don't you?
Yeah, I met him in college when he was a jumper for UNK. He's originally from Kearney High, and he had jumped here in the GNAC meet. And so he's familiar with McCook and the McCook guys. And then he went on and was at Emporia State, had a national champion long jumper for him there. He went back to UNK, had a couple All-American long jumpers and triple jumpers, and now he's the head coach at University of Colorado at Colorado Springs.
Now this will be a jumps and a throws, so bringing in the throws coach as well, so we'll get a chance to cover a couple of different events, don't you?
Yeah, initially it started out with let's do a jumps camp, and then he asked if his assistant wanted to, he really wanted to come out and look at some kids and get some exposure, and more the merrier. And so we just expanded it out to be a shot and disc long jump triple jump camp, and it's we've got a good response so far.
Now, yeah, you've already got some kids already signed up for this. If you want to register, you probably better do this sooner than later, because it's filling up in a hurry, isn't it?
Yeah, we just posted the flyer online last night, and as of this morning, we have almost half of our entries. Because of their one person, one coach doing long jump and one coach doing throws, they didn't want any more than 20 high school kids to do the camp. Otherwise, it just gets bogged down. You can't get enough individual time. So we're pretty much halfway filled up on the jump side, and we have a little bit more room on the throw side. And it's only been, 12 hours since we posted it.
Now, along with the instruction, they're going to provide a lunch, and for a really small fee, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So what the coaches wanted is they didn't want paid; they just want their expenses paid for coming out here. And with the gas prices the way it is, we had to charge a little bit. But it's $20 for a camper. That's a full day, long jump and triple jump. And then Amateurs Bar and Grill is going to help us out with a meal at 12 to 1. So, we got long jump and shot put in the morning from 10 to 12, and it allows the travelers to get there and not leave so early. And then we have a lunch at 12 to 1, and then 1 to 3 we're doing discus and triple jump.
Now coaches are invited to come by for this as well, is that right?
Yeah, there's a small fee for a coach. It's $10 if they bring two athletes, paid athletes. The coaches are free. So we do encourage, if you're going to come, you might as well bring some athletes and enjoy the event and learn something new. Some people had asked if I was going to coach at all during this camp, and I was like, no way, I'm here to learn. So I think there's always something you can pick up new, and I'm just glad these two guys are willing to come out to Southwest Nebraska and give us a little training, coaches and kids.
Folks have any questions, parents, athletes, get a hold of this message. They register to do they need to call you on this?
Yeah, they need to register for sure. Pre-register with me. You can email me at jyoung@mccookbison.org or on my cell phone, which is 308-340-2024. And basically, I just need a confirmation that you will be at the camp, and then you will pay the day of the camp.
And hats off, thanks to Cambridge for hosting this, because that McCook track is just still getting put in, but by the time it all gets done, it's going to look like $1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, I reached out to Margo last week, and you know, I just said our track facility isn't going to be finished, and I'm glad we're getting a new track facility, but it just worked out that, you know, these guys wanted to come out this year, and we didn't have a facility, so Cambridge was very generous in allowing not only us, but their jumpers and their throwers, you know, we'll be able to host it there. At least it's still in Southwest Nebraska, where kids don't have to travel very far, and we can still get a camp in. And then, and potentially next year, if we can get something lined up, it'll probably be coming back to McCook.